ABC Radio Australia.
To Papua New Guinea now, where high gold prices have delivered the Papua New Guinea government a significant revenue boost, according to the budget handed down earlier this week. But those high prices may not continue, and Chief Economist at professional services firm PwC, Lucy Lomas, says the government needs to continue efforts to diversify the economy. Ms. Lomas was in the budget lockup at Parliament House and says the government looks to have handed down a balanced budget.
Gold has reached above $4,000 an ounce in response to greater demand for it due to the uncertainty globally. And gold is PNG's largest commodity export. So understanding what the assumptions were in the budget around the gold price was an area that I was keen to have a look at. And there was a substantial upward revision in the assumed realised price of gold exports, which do play into the budget outcome. So effectively, the people of PNG, through their gold exports, are directly benefiting from what's going on globally through additional revenue flowing through a higher profitability for the gold sector here. So there's an additional $900 an ounce that's been assumed that would be received from gold exports. And there's also a little bit of an increase in gold production as well, which so the combinations and the higher prices means that there's been a little bit of a windfall in this budget for the PNG government and the citizens of Papua New Guinea. Really, this budget is a story about gold.
Is there a bit of a risk in this strategy because of its reliance on world prices staying high?
Absolutely. And so one of the things that we look for in budgets where there is a reliance on traded goods and the prices received for those traded goods is what are the fundamentals behind price changes or volume changes? And as I flagged earlier, partly what's driving up the gold price is increased demand globally because of the level of uncertainty. So, for example, many foreign reserve holdings of gold have been increased by central banks. And then investors as well are looking to hold more gold as a way of sort of hedging against risk. The challenge with that, where you're building that revenue into your budget, is that as quickly as the world discovered that it was in an uncertain place, and that certainly coincided with the change in administration in the US, things could change the other way as well. Now, I suspect that's probably unlikely, but there is definitely a risk element in here that prices could come down faster or at a level below that has been assumed in this budget. And often you would see some deliberately conservative assumptions around price growth to try to hedge against that risk. So yes, there is a little bit of risk in this budget, but I would say that is not unusual. I think overall, I think PNG is probably okay for now, but it'll be something to keep an eye on.
What was your impression of the overall budget?
My overall impression of the budget was that it was a nicely balanced budget. There are some real challenges for a government such as the PNG in working and developing up a budget, which is to ensure that there's sufficient spending on day-to-day essential services while also investing in infrastructure, because it's the infrastructure investment that often is key to enabling economic growth to be maintained or lifted into the future. So I always look for a sort of a balance between the two, and I would say that that's certainly something that I would observe in this budget. There is ongoing commitment to invest in the road network, ports, water supplies, energy supplies, which is obviously particularly difficult to deliver in a geography like PNG's that's, mountainous and where there's populations dispersed over the whole country. And then I would be looking for additional expenditure into education, health and the like. And there's certainly, overall, there was a 9% increase in expenditure in those sorts of areas. Probably the surprise in here was that there is definitely a deliberate attempt to stimulate non-resource sector economic activity, and agriculture was the winner in this budget. There is additional funding in there for the Department of Agriculture, research, things like the cocoa and coconut sector, as well as fisheries.